Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, I have a great idea for a business that works perfectly with the gig economy.
That's cool, Patrick. What is it?
Zydeco Ringtones.
Okay, I still have that Bleached song in my head.
I know.
That Hard to Kill.
That was really catchy.
Right?
Yep.
Song of the summer for me.
All right. It's definitely right there.
So yesterday we did some new music picks. I had a couple of songs, three songs that I wanted people to hear.
That's right.
I hope everyone enjoyed that.
Loved them.
Today we're going to hear a couple songs that you have picked from May releases. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are out on the deck and it is a beautiful day and it seems like
it's
cooling down a little bit, right?
Yes, it is, Jim. And I'm thankful for that. once the sun kind of moved behind your backyard tree here, it's starting to feel a little bit better. So I believe that's a maple tree. It's nice. So, yeah, I'm digging it.
For people who are patrons and can see the camera, I have it strategically positioned here so that it's on us. And you
That's
can
right.
see us as we record out on the deck here. Mm-hmm. What you're not seeing, if I were to pan, which I won't do, over here, you can see what terrible state my lawn is in. we have this deal in the house. This is where I throw somebody under the bus. We have this deal in the house where I mow the lawn.
Okay.
Now, the boy lately has also taken on some of that.
So good for him.
But the deal, as I understood it, was that somebody else in the house would take care of all the trimming work and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
the detail work.
You know, it
doesn't look like it's been done.
It's not going to do itself.
No, that's going to need some attention real soon.
Yeah,
that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it looks like that may end up falling to me as well. All right.
Well.
Okay.
Get out there with your scissors.
So that ends the lawn care talk segment of the show.
That's right.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, what new music have you discovered in May?
Well, Jim, you know how I was saying yesterday that I'm always so thankful that you're out there listening to your new release radar and your monthly playlist and coming up with great stuff like you always do.
You're giving away my secrets, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, folks.
Sorry.
He's a hard worker, though. Yeah. It takes work.
Yeah.
And that allows me to go and plow around on Bandcamp in the weirdest corners of the universe. So I like to do that for you guys, too. And I discovered a couple of really cool things this month that I want to share with you, courtesy of Bandcamp, which, as you've heard me say many times on this podcast, I think it's such a wonderful platform. The artists get paid. The label gets exposure. You can listen to all the tracks. It's the most democratic and fair thing, and they write great content. So definitely check out Bandcamp. And a lot of times, the stuff you discover on Bandcamp will then be on your streaming platform as well, so you can kind of plug it into your regular routine. But I discovered a band called Le Winston Band, and Jim, they're a quintet from Montreal, Canada,
nice.
Who plays Zydeco music.
Nice.
Now, you might say to yourself, why is that? Obviously, there's a big French influence in Montreal.
Right.
But what I learned was in the mid-18th century, Britain forced deportation of over 11,000 French colonists from their home in present-day Nova Scotia to other British American colonies, primarily Louisiana. So that was the connection for that Zydeco music to kind of come back for relatives and other things to the Montreal and Canadian areas, Nova Scotia also. So this is called the Winston Band. It's kind of all over the place. It's really cool. Now, they self-describe themselves, Jim, as Cajun spices, Zydeco, folk drink watching, lower Canadian, entomophagic, which means feeding on insects, rock. That's how they describe themselves.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Is this our first instance of Zydeco on our show, do you think?
Yeah, believe so. Brave Combo got into it in one of their things, I think we mostly stuck with their polka stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
Zydeco a little bit different.
This is probably it.
Yeah. All right, I'm excited about this.
So here we go. J'ai su, j'étais content.
I love that.
Nice stuff,
that is,
right?
That is, yeah, that's, it's the perfect music for, like, where we are right now.
It, you know, really is.
Sort of being outside, hanging outside.
This time of day.
Feels good and feels fun and...
wonderful record to put on.
Has a little bounce to it, yeah. You know? It's great.
Kind of keeps you going. So that is their latest album, Zigzag Zydeco Zoo, which I believe is their fifth record. So I got some catching up to do. And I love that one of their members, Andrew Duquette Boyt, is credited on this record, Jim, with rubbing, tire iron, guitar, and feline sampling. Those are the four things he does in this record. So he must sample some cats at one point.
Okay.
So there we go. Hope you enjoyed Leigh Winston Band. Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Now, sticking with kind of the world music feel, you know I love it. The second album from a London-based outfit who I've never heard of before called Congo Dia Chotila. Is that how you pronounce that, Jim?
Maybe.
There's a silent N in there.
N-T starts off the word.
N-T-O-T-I-L-A. And they have a new album called 360. The group consists of musicians from the UK and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So this is kind of a rotating band, from what I understand. There's a lot of members. Brass plays a heavy role. And why don't we just dig into it here? And I think you'll get something that I really like. Obviously, African rhythms and some jazz in there together. I've always been kind of a fan of that music. And, you know, one of my favorite albums from last year, Sons of Kemet, obviously trades in a similar style. This is a little more laid back. You'll hear a little ska throughout this album influence, too. But just check it out and see what you think.
That's kind of crazy.
It's right up my alley. Very polyrhythmic. So different from some African music. These songs are long, you know, between the 4 and 6 and 7 minute range, but they don't necessarily, to take an example like Fela Kuti, start with a template and just build. As you can hear there, they're polyrhythmic. There's stops and starts. There's a lot of different accents that are going on there. Obviously, a musician's band. These guys have real chops and can really play. But Bandcamp turned me on to these guys. First, I've heard of them. They do have an earlier album, I believe, that's from sometime around 2014. So it's been a while, but check it out. If you like what you heard there, free to stream, and you can definitely pick it up on Bandcamp. You know, that's the kind of stuff I love. And when I, as I've said many times before in this podcast, when I get a little burnt out with guitar-based music or rock and roll, I like to dig into the world music, and it does kind of soothe your brain synapses and your ear canals, and it kind of opens you up to other stuff. So when you hear something like that bleached, it really knocks you senseless. Yeah.
Well, it's one of my favorite things about the ability to sample music is that you can find stuff from all around the world in a way that you couldn't before. And, you know, in the old days when you had to go and physically buy records, there were some people, real music geeks, who would really study up on this stuff and know like what to get, or would be adventurous and buy stuff. But for most people, it's very intimidating, right? You know, stick with kind of the stuff
that
you know, or maybe there's a band that you know has the same influence as another band, so you kind of go that way. But to go into like the world music section or anything else was hard to do. Nowadays, you can just poke around and find all this stuff. I find bands from Asia.
Yeah, it's
incredible. It's amazing. So
and another,
I love it.
Yeah, another great thing about Bandcamp, that anybody from anywhere in the world can make something in their bedroom and upload it on there, and you can hear it here in Virginia in the suburbs, in the leafy suburbs. So that's really cool.
And I just find that today, you know, my music listening experience is so much richer for this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of like you. Like, there are certain things that I like. Like, we talked about that post-punk sound. I can't get enough of that. I will listen to that right. stuff over and over again.
All day.
But there are times when I'm like, I really want to hear something like totally different that I've yeah. never really experienced before. And that's where stuff like this comes in. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, just cleanse your palate a little bit, you know, take a little detox from the guitars and the rock
right.
and roll and then
totally
come back
agree.
To it. It sounds even better.
All right. Well, cool. Those were excellent.
Thank
excellent
you very
suggestions.
Much.
I hope people enjoy that.
Yeah, I think we got four great ones for May.
Excellent. Okay. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs, and we'd love to hear music that you have discovered.
Yes.
People have been good about sending us stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that by emailing rock@suburbspod.com,
yep.
or you can call and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Or you can find us on the social medias, all those at Suburbs Pod. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Please support the show. Go to patreon.com/suburbspod.
Please do
support
that.
Support us. And if you want to send us free stuff,
yeah.
and I want to double check something here real quick. Make sure we're giving out the right
yeah.
information. But you heard earlier in the week that we got some free stuff from Jimmy Linetti. And we now have a P.O. box where people can send us free stuff.
Hallelujah.
And that address is Rockin' the Suburbs, 800 West Broad Street.
Right.
Number 6577,
mm-hmm.
Falls Church, Virginia, 22040.
Yes.
We would appreciate that. That'd be great.
And even better, Jim, as you were talking about with your lawn, one of my offspring goes to check that P.O. box. So I don't actually
it's
have
wonderful.
To go to the post
you don't have
office.
To do it.
It's beautiful.
Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And where are we here? Yes, we are going to talk to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Lower Canadian entomophagic.